Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it. Coaches, the Jamoti Podcast is powered by Ballogy. Manage and measure your players' skill development and increase accountability year-round utilizing the Ballogy app. Boost inter-squad competition with drills backed by the National High School Basketball Coaches Association, including a 40-shot Ballogy skills assessment. Please visit Ballogy.com/teams for information on how you can provide this resource for your team. I'd love to hear a little bit about Savvy. Mm-hmm. And I think after we had our talk, it wasn't too long before, knowing you, you were making some adjustments, some things were changing, you were finding more efficient ways to either speak or to teach. So, man, it's been 2 years. Where is Savvy now?
Yeah. Savvy is continuing to, you know, put out systems for coaches to, you know, be better on offense, defense, with their shooting and whatnot. But Savvy now is moving towards deeper impact with a smaller group of coaches, as I'm consulting with programs from the Division I level, which is really where I get my juices flowing and I love it, all the way down to club programs, you know, with 200-300 kids in it. That's really where I'm feeling called, is to work one-on-one consulting with programs. Everything else is just the top of the funnel to get people down to the heart of coaching. So, you know, a coach isn't going to be like searching online. How do I find my purpose in coaching? They're not searching for that. They're searching for, how can we make more shots, right? A defensive system, right? So, yeah. so that's the top of the funnel. But the coaches that have now been working with us for multiple years, I mean, we're not talking about that. You know, we're talking about, where do you source your coaching from? What is your why? Hmm. So we've developed this image, this graphic now of a tree, of the Savvy coaching tree. And we know in our world, all these coaches have their coaching tree. They're a part of Coach K's coaching tree or Matt Saman's coaching tree. And what that holds some weight, and, you know, in lieu of a certification. But if you know that someone's a part of Matt Saman's coaching tree, people that know you, Matt, are going to know kind of what they're getting.
They're not, they're going to shoot it a lot. They're not going to play good D. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a lot of fun doing it. So you kind of know. So the Savvy coaching tree is four steps, and any new coach that comes into Savvy gets onboarded and trained through the Savvy coaching tree of four steps. And this is what we take coaches through. First, the roots. Too often, and most often, coaches focus on the fruits, not the roots. Right? They're like, the fruit is, I want to win a championship. The fruit is, right, I'm going to move up a level. The fruit is, I got these players in here. That's the fruit. So they're like, I got to artificially push out this fruit. I got to show the fruit. And what we try to do is we try to flip that upside down and say, no, you don't focus on the fruit to get the fruit. Basketball is a game of opposites. Most sports are the game of opposites. If you want this, you got to do this. And so you focus on the root, and you got to get clear and firmly rooted in your why. Why do you show up and pursue this so heavily and so hard every single day? And once you get clear on your why, because most coaches have a why, but they haven't articulated it and they can't spit it out right away, which just tells me they haven't thought about it enough. They haven't written about it enough. They haven't conversed about it enough. They don't know their why. And when you lose your why, you'll always lose your way. Like on the journey, always, right? And so we spend most of our time when we onboard what we call our commit members, where they're committed to the journey. We take them through a 4-week consulting process, where week one is, let's get clear on your why. Because I can't help a coach if I don't know their why. You can't help a player if you don't really know why they're showing up every day. You're going to be limited. You're going to be trying to artificially motivate them to do a stride stop when you don't even know why they would care about a stride stop. You're going to be limited. You're not going to get the most out of them, right? So that's the root. Get firmly rooted in your why. And once you define your why, then you can have the trunk, which we call the standards. You can establish standards for your program. I also think that most coaches don't know what culture is. They don't know what culture is. Like, man, I'm a strong culture. Oh, we've got to change the culture. And you have no chance of changing the culture if you don't start with your why and then build standards. Standards comes before culture. Culture is what grows out of standards. And culture is co-created. The culture is going to change each year by whatever stakeholders you have, what parents you have in your program, what leaders and kids have in your program. It's going to look different. The culture changes. You can't control the culture. You're a part of the culture as a leader. But what you can control is the standards. This is what is acceptable here, and this is what is not acceptable here. This is what we prioritize here. These are our standards. Now, out of the standard, and the standard's got to be strong, it's your trunk, because if the personalities and the individual desires and, you know, what grows out of conversations, relationships, that's your culture. If that's too heavy and too much for your standards, it's going to break. It's going to break when obstacles come, right? And so I think coaches focus on culture too much and too often when they haven't defined their standards. Like if your culture is toxic or negative, or if your culture breaks your program or breaks your leadership, then you haven't been clear enough about your standards and you haven't fought for them hard enough. And that's where most coaches fall down, is they aren't super clear on what their standards are and they haven't fought for it hard enough. Right. And then step three, right? Step one is your why. Step two is your standards. That's your trunk. Step three is the branches. And this is where I would love helping coaches as well. Your branches are your systems. If it's important to
aren't
you,
or are.
Thank you. Your branches are your systems. Thank you. If it's important to you, it should have a system. You know, one of your questions that I look forward to talking about was how do you decide what you do in practice? If you're deciding day to day what you're doing in practice, you've already lost. Sun Tzu says, victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war and then seek to win. And most coaches that I get the opportunity to work with and that I see, they're going to war and then seeking to win. They're going to the game and then trying to adjust and coaching the game to win. You already lost.
Yeah.
You already lost, right? Or you're the night before thinking about, what should we do in practice? You've already lost. You've already lost because you're chasing your tail. You're trying to put out flyers and plug holes in the dam the entire season. You don't have a clear vision, a system that you are sticking to. Because if it's important, it has a system. If you want to be a great shooting team, you have a shooting system for your program. You want to be a great defensive team, you have a system for that. You aren't just running around every practice trying to look up online a new drill for rebounding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So that's your systems. And then the level four is the fruit, the outcomes, right? And the key is for outcomes is measurement is magic. Anything that you want to see, you have to measure. And most coaches have blind spots, massive blind spots. Yeah. Another one of your questions that we're not talking about, great questions, by the way, is what role does analytics play in your program?
Did you say that we're not talking about?
We could, but I didn't select it as one of the ones.
Wow, all right.
We can, but
steer clear of that one.
Oh my gosh. And so it's like, well, analytics.
Who's running this? Who's
you told me I could only pick five.
Keep going.
So analytics is most coaches perceive analytics to be other data that informs their decisions. And I think that coaches would be better served if all of the data that they looked at was their own. Just their own. If you have a system for it, that system includes measurement, because it's measurement's just magic. I mean, it's this simple. So one of my best friends has become a professional pickleball player, which means I am now a pickleball player. I play a ton of pickleball. Yeah, I'm in. And so in pickleball, there's this thing called a duper, and a duper is your player rating. And it's similar to a handicap in golf. Okay. And so every game you play, that's an actual duper match or a duper tournament or a duper league, your rating goes up or down based on your rating, your opponent's rating and the outcome, the score. Wow. Everyone. So I tell you what I'm doing. I played in a tournament yesterday. I tell you what I'm doing this morning. I'm checking that duper and I'm pouring over. Okay.
How's your duper?
Yeah, it's trending up, right? and so it's like, why so then when I look at my duper this morning and I see like, oh man, I only went up 0.05, I'm like, I need to get in the gym today and I need to drill my backhand or whatever. Yeah. And so measurement motivates way more than your yelling, your halftime talks or whatever. Yeah. And so if we're not using analytics to measure what you have systems for, and if your systems don't grow out of your standards, the things that you value, and if what you value isn't firmly rooted in your why, you have no chance of doing something special. But if you can do those four simple things, man, coaches are blown away by how quickly their program and their influence grow. And it's really quite simple. But that's what Savvy is now. It's helping coaches establish their tree.
I just want to celebrate you on how you continue to grow and change, because what a huge shift from, I mean, really where we started 2 years ago, which was those four letters, mm-hmm. you know, and what those stand for and the system that you were trying to use there. I'm not saying that you don't use that anymore.
Yeah, we do. But, we do. It's a part of it. Yeah.
But this is, I mean, I'm going to assume that would be part of the branches, right? Or are those standards in your...
Yeah. So Savvy is our standards. Yeah, really, really, you identified it, right? So we have our why. I have my why. I'm doing this. I want to revolutionize the way the game is taught and played so that coaches and athletes can have a more joy-filled sport experience. That's my why. So, okay, now what are our standards that are required for that why, right? Simplicity is what we believe about it. Adversity, here's what we believe about it. Victory, here's what we believe about it, right? Victory is your purpose, not your performance. Identity, firmly rooted in who you are created to be as a son or daughter of God. And like out of those standards, that's how we operate, right? And so now our systems come out of those standards.
I love the idea with the roots about flipping it, because I think you're right on the money. Like, thought about shooting immediately when you said that. Is so many times we talk with shooting, we're just going to give them a really good drill, and in this drill, guys, you got to make this amount, and based on that's kind of we're looking at the fruit. And but if you flip it and you take just something like shooting, you start, now I'm not saying roots because you start at the feet because of roots, but to me, you take it back to its most simplest form. Like, what do we really need to work on or identify first? Like, what's most important, in my opinion, with shooting is our feet, making sure that our feet are either with a step or a drop, but are in rhythm, on time. And then the speed portion we talked about years ago. Mm-hmm. But like, I think I would encourage coaches and myself, take every part of the game, closeout, blocking out, all of those little things, and flip it around. Yeah, we want blockouts because we want to get the ball back, right? We want more possessions. We want to lessen their possessions. But flip it around and really get back down to the roots or the basics of it.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.